It's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM on 123 here, and I'm very lucky now because I've been joined in the studio by some beautiful people, some lovely people. It's Hollow County. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Well, thanks for coming in today. Let me do my little introduction piece first. Here we go. Hollow County are a three-piece group from Essex. They consist of Adam Brucas, Eva Tobin and Dean Bonning. They released their debut single, Southern Ground, back in August, launching into the UK country music scene. They now have followed up with a single, Heaven Bound, which has just made it straight onto the Phoenix FM A-list. So I'm pleased to say Hollow County will join me in the studio. So it's a big welcome to Adam, Eva and Dean. Hello.
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 First of all, thanks for joining us today. You're going to play live for us in a little while, and we're going to hear your new single, Heaven Bound. But a bit of a chat first, and let's start with Eva, because you've been in the studio before as a solo artist, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
You have. You were in with Keith, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, lovely Keith,
oh,
yes.
Keith.
Now, you've played live in the studio, and you also performed at one of our Phoenix Fridays gigs, and you recorded a live session for us at our Creative Sessions, didn't you? So welcome back. Now, how did you get involved, having been a solo artist, how did you get involved with these guys, with Hollow County? And what are the advantages of being in a band over being a solo artist?
Firstly, it's way more fun having people to do it with. Basically, back in January, their friend, who's now my friend, Matt, added me on Facebook and sent me a message just like, hi, how you doing? I'd never met him before. I had quite a lot of mutual friends, though. And basically just asking if, they're saying he was producing for a country duo, which is these two at the time, obviously.
Yeah.
And they needed a female vocalist for one song.
Right.
It's not out yet, but it will be soon. And my friend Rob suggested me. Thanks, Rob. So I was just like, yeah, like, why not? So we all met up. Like a week after or a few days after, I can't remember.
Yeah, it wasn't long, and right. She came down for one song and she was incredible.
And we all just got on so well, didn't we? I had such a giggle.
I was going to say, do you want to try another one?
Then before I knew it, they were like, oh yeah, you're in this now. I was like, okay. And yeah. It's been good.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, so it was kind of just like an audition just for a one-off thing, and you've stayed with them ever since, is that right?
Yeah, they just like me so much.
Well,
crazy.
Well, on to Adam. I mean, firstly, I must say I love the really strong vocals on Heaven Bound.
Oh, thank you.
Not only yours, but Eva's as well.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you must be professionally trained, are you?
To some extent, yeah. I did have some lessons a few years ago. I say a few as well. It was back when me and Dean were actually in a covers band for like a couple of months.
Like 6-7 years ago.
So that was a long time ago. But you know, we kind of expected to do a little bit more with it than we ever did. So I thought, I better get some lessons. And there was a girl who lived fairly near to me. Her name was Alicia. And she was a student. She was only charging student prices. So it was like a tenner an hour.
Right.
So I learned what I could. And then I just kind of continued from there. And here we are.
Right. So how long have you been singing?
I think I'd been sort of dabbling for about a year or two before I started doing lessons. So it must be, what, 7 or 8 years?
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So have you performed in many other bands at all?
Oh, I've lost count.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, some of them were just more sort of, you know, pastimes and fun. A lot of them were sort of commitments that just didn't quite go the direction that we'd planned them to.
Okay,
I think.
I mean, listening to your voice, I would think it's quite suited to a rock band or something.
Yeah,
some of that?
That's something I face quite a lot. I've always had kind of a soft spot for country music.
So when this
came around and it was the opportunity to do something a bit, just a bit easier,
really.
It wasn't quite as tasking as singing rock music.
I
think I kind of swung towards it a little bit.
Right. Well, thanks for talking, you guys, because while you've been doing that, I've been furiously adjusting the controls here, and hopefully we'll be able to hear Dean properly now.
Hello.
Oh, that's much better.
Hey, I'm on.
That's much better.
Love it.
So that's great. So Dean, how about yourself? As well as playing guitar in Hollow County, I believe you write songs with Adam?
So generally that process happens where I'll write the instrumentation and then because it started off just as a duo, me and Adam, last summer, over a year ago now, we started off and I'd write kind of instrumentation, Adam write the lyrics, and then kind of build upon that. And then when Eva came in, she wrote harmonies and oh, that okay. sort of stuff.
Right.
But yeah, I tend to take a lead on instrumentation.
So yeah, right. So it's all a joint effort then. Yeah. Well,
yeah. Very much so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how did you each get into performing music? Did you start at a young age? We'll start with Eva.
I started playing guitar when I was about 12.
Really?
I'll be honest. What girl doesn't love who loves music doesn't love Taylor Swift and want to play guitar when she's 12?
Yeah.
So yeah. I never like played live until I was like 14. I think I did my school talent show.
Right.
And I won it. Yeah.
Right, well done.
And yeah, just over the years, just gigging every now and then. Yeah. But I do much prefer it with the guys.
Yeah.
It's just a bit less lonely.
Yeah.
I worry by myself. I do enjoy it by myself.
Yeah, well, you know
it's,
what?
It's different. It's so
you
new.
You look a bit weird laughing at your own joke.
You know, even the Beatles used to say that they felt sorry for Elvis because Elvis was up there on his own and he had to take the blame if it all went wrong. But in a band, they could blame each other when something went wrong.
Yeah, you know, if anything goes wrong, just sacrifice the girl.
how about you, Adam? How did you get into
well, if you sort of exclude going all the way back to like primary school choir, because I think most people probably did that. I think I was just sitting in a science lesson at school one day and a friend asked me if I could sing and I said, I don't know.
All right.
I said, I'll give it a try. And then we got together in a rehearsal studio and made a horrendous noise I don't think I would wish on anyone to hear.
Right.
But I kind of got a feeling for it. And then I took music as a BTEC at school.
Right.
And part of that was performing shows, you know, getting a band together.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And yeah, I had a great time doing that. And I got a surprisingly good response from the audience for the fact that I couldn't sing. but I think, I just enjoyed it. I always enjoyed walking away and hearing the applause as you leave the stage. That was the most fun for me.
Wonderful. So. What about you, Dean? How long have you been doing this, Lark?
Well, I learned piano when I was 13. That was kind of my first instrument. My mum taught me how to play the basics. And then all of my friends played guitar in school because no school band. We was all into like rock music and we wanted to be in a band. And then I was like, I'm not going to be the piano player.
Yeah.
So I learned how to play guitar and bass and stuff. And then I kind of got okay at guitar. And then I got an offer to play bass for a band. Which was the last band I was in, and then we ended up doing, a few UK tours and signed a record deal and stuff like that. So I went on that whole journey playing bass.
Yeah, great.
And then I just, that kind of that ended, and I was like, I was kind of chatting to Adam, and country music is what I wanted to do. That's kind of
really,
absolutely. Yeah, I was a massive fan of the Eagles growing up.
Yeah.
Kind of influenced again by my parents, and then I got into the modern country stuff like Florida Georgia Line, and Luke Combs and stuff like that. And I wanted to do this stuff myself.
Excellent.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, you know what? I think we better hear what it's all about. You're going to play live for us now, aren't you? So, what are you going to play?
This is, I suppose, we'll start with our first single, I guess.
Southern Ground.
This was Southern Ground. This came out back in August.
Okay, so this was written by yourselves, was it?
Yeah, I think we wrote it almost a week to the day we released it.
Yeah,
so
nice little arc of a story there.
Yeah, exactly. A whole year of process and recording and finding people. And
good. Okay, well, let's hear it. Take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This town, tell me what you see. There's 100 stories walking down this street.
I've been here before.
Place I'd rather be. Every person here is walking to their own beat. I left my heart, I left my soul, my freedom in this town. Streets, it makes
makes me feel like home. Ain't nowhere else I wanna be. This place is all I know. I left my heart, I left my soul, my freedom in this town. I love it now, and when I'm old, I love this southern ground. And I'll bet you won't find a stranger.
Freedom down.
I live my heart, I live my soul, my freedom in this town.
Freedom in this town.
I love it now, and when I'm old, I love their southern ground.
Fantastic. We need an audience. We need a bit more applause because that was
maybe
great.
Maybe we all clap each other.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's it. Well done. I was having trouble with you there, Adam. You've got such a powerful voice. You were sending my little meters flying.
When I'm playing with a mic that I'm not very familiar with, it can be fun.
It must be difficult.
The magic of sound checks,
but,
I guess.
But you're sounding really, really good. And so what about performing live? What gigs have you played? And what's your favourite sort of venue?
Well, we've been trying to sort of hit hard locally recently as much as we can, because obviously it all begins at home, as they say.
Yeah.
Sticking that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we've played like Chinnery's in Southend. We've done that twice.
Great,
that's a great venue. I think we all have a lot of fun playing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a great sound guy all the time as well. So yeah.
We're still kind of starting out on the gigging.
Yeah. We've got a lot to look forward to, I think. We're all very ambitious, I think.
Right, yeah. Well, good.
Which is good.
I'm surprised you're not sort of booked up for the next 12 months. And
we'd love to be.
We're working on it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We're
working
on doing like a range of acoustic stuff and full band. Mm-hmm. Mix of all of that.
So what's the best sort of venue for you, do you think, for your style?
I mean, I don't know. I like to think we all...
O2, Wembley.
I'd like to play the desert and sell it out, I like to say.
Because at Chinnery's we did full band and it was great, but still we played at Metal in Chalk Wall.
Okay,
We do the green stuff. We played in that little house there in the little cafe.
To a group of Sunday school kids.
Yeah, a load of kids came in. But it's good because it's like we can play at Chinnery's for the old people and still have a load of kids in the room and still...
That was a great gig.
That's really testament to the type of music that this is, like the genre and just the
It's got a wide appeal, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can play it to anyone. And again, in any style, you can take it acoustic or you can take it full band.
Yeah.
So in terms of what venue suits us best, kind of... any really
we can suit ourselves to anything, but
I enjoy it.
I think we have preferences, but
Wembley O2,
we'll pretty much say whatever sounds fun. I suppose.
Well, I mean, talking about the wide appeal, we have a presenter on this station who came in as a work experience student. She's Amy Della. I think she's 17, something like that. She is nuts for country music, absolutely loves it. I think the appeal is sort of stretching wider and wider.
It's definitely growing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to play your latest single, which I love to bits. I think it's really well produced, really well put together.
Incredible. Yeah, we have to put a shout out to Arthur Warwin for that one. The guy's an absolute wizard.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Heaven Bound. Now, about the song itself, tell us what it's about, how it came about, and introduce it for us, please.
I guess it's kind of, I like to say it's about everything that you wish you could put into words, but you can't. So it's very generic, and it's kind of a personal song, I think, but generic at the same time. Right. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's, I suppose it can mean a different thing to a different person.
Okay.
The nice thing about the writing of this song, it was written very quickly.
Very quickly.
When people say the song kind of writes itself, that happened. You know, I wrote the music to it in about 20-30 minutes.
Right. And then he sent it to me and I sent it back in about 15 minutes.
And it was he sent it back. It was like, I got the lyrics for it. Done.
It hasn't really changed since then. I think
the production stepped up.
We had a couple of lines on, the production obviously changed a little bit in recording, but since then it's pretty much the same song. So
a little bit of magic then.
Just a bit.
All right.
And then of course the backing vocals just made it 100%.
Absolutely. They had to fit me in somewhere.
It was definitely missing something. So.
Yeah, it was good though. We had such a good time in the studio. Arthur Warwin produced it, and he was great. And he also did the video for us as well.
That's a good video. That is. Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear it. It's Hollow County and Heaven Bound. There you go, the fabulous Hollow County and Heaven Bound, straight onto the Phoenix FM A-list. As soon as our chairman heard that, he whipped it on there. So well done, very good indeed. It's a fabulous single, very much in the country pop genre. You mentioned a couple of artists before, the Eagles and somebody else that I can't remember.
Florida Georgia Line.
That's it. Yeah. So give me some more names of bands or people that have inspired you.
Do you want personal inspirations or like?
Yeah, I suppose we're all kind of different, really, aren't we?
Yeah. You guys say yours. You wrote the songs before.
Go on, Dean.
So for me, it was growing up with the Eagles, and then honestly, Florida Georgia Line had a big influence on me in like modern country.
Right. Yeah.
And then because they got some great songs, and then Luke Combs released his album. I was listening to it in the car on the way here, and it's just incredible. Chris Stapleton for me as well.
Yeah.
Great, great artist. I've got to mention John Mayer. It's a guitar player. These two will take a minute because I don't stop talking about John Mayer.
I think we all have our eye roll artist. Really,
yeah,
we,
so. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's, you know, Adam will get onto his, and me and Eva will go, Adam. For me, John Mayer as a guitarist, definitely. Yeah.
How about you, Adam?
Well, my main inspirations, my roots as such, were in like 80s hair metal.
Oh, right.
So it's all Motley Crue and Whitesnake, and it's really no secret that anyone who knows me that I am Bon Jovi fanboy number one.
Okay.
And
really?
You know, no, but I wear it on my sleeve. You know, John Bon Jovi's been a huge inspiration to me vocally, and as a performer as well. So. You know, I've always been quite proud of that, I'd say. But my country influence came when I first heard Bon Jovi's Country album, which they did back in 2007. And I just kind of thought, I like this. You know, this is good. But I didn't really know what to call
it. I'll tell you what we did listen to. The first time that me and Adam got together to discuss, hey, let's do some country stuff, we listened to Steven Tyler's country album.
We did.
We listened to Red, White and Blue.
Love Is Your Name, Red, White and Blue. I could do the whole album for you.
We listened to that. Love and was like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah. It was great to hear. Obviously, I was just sort of getting into the country thing. And then I heard that, you know, the lead singer of Aerosmith is doing his own country thing.
Amazing.
I jumped on it. So.
Yeah. Is there a crossover there, do you think?
Well, actually, there is. I mean, Aerosmith being a blues band, there's so much that you could slap a country label on.
Right, yeah.
Even if you just change it to acoustic guitars, then you've got a country number one.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, apparently the band weren't very happy about him doing it, but I was. So.
Brilliant. Okay, and Eva, what about your influences, would you say?
Oh, I said earlier, when I first started playing guitar, I used to love Taylor Swift back in the day when she was country. So funny because of the... I know, right? No, she's great. I love her. But it's so funny because back in the day, when she was country, it introduced me to... other country artists as well, Carrie Underwood, Lady Antebellum.
Yep.
And I used to listen to those, and then I just stopped listening. I don't know, I just kind of stopped listening to country music for ages, and it's so funny, this has come back. I've like rediscovered all these songs I used to listen to. I'm like,
You know what's really cool? When we've all kind of had inadvertently like country influences throughout our lives. I mean, when Eva joined the band, she showed me Dan and Shay.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, these guys are incredible. And then I see... Florida Georgia Line post about seeing Dan and Shay and how incredible they were a festival this summer, and I was like, wow, okay, so that's one of my influences. one of Eva's influences that she's showed me, and it's just kind of all connected.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we worked so well when we all came together.
Yeah, right. I mean, you guys have definitely introduced me to a lot and shown me a lot of new stuff. I was never really much into pop music, I suppose you'd call it, and even country pop. So, you know, I've had a lot of inspiration from you guys.
Broaden the spectrum, yeah. All right, so what's coming up for Hollow County in the near future?
We've got more material to come out. Yeah, I think we've got
songs.
Yeah, we'll probably have another single hopefully coming out by the end of the year, right, if not sort of the start of next year.
Probably start of next year, I'd say. Yeah, there's no set date on that.
We've
got some more music to come out.
Yep.
We want to hit the gig in a little harder in the new year.
Right, okay.
And get out and see people.
Yeah.
I'm going to bigger and better shows and...
And do more stuff like this as well. Do more stuff like this. Just enjoy the process. And
keep reaching out to people.
And we love making music. So.
Well, I think you should. I think you've definitely got something there. Are you all fans of social media?
Yeah.
And do you have a presence on there? If anyone wants to look
these two
up, where can they find you?
I try to.
We are at Hollow County pretty much everywhere. Twitter, Instagram,
right.
Facebook.com/Hollow County. And our YouTube channel got the Heaven Bound videos on there.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Just search Hollow County
Hollow
on YouTube,
County.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, brilliant. Well, I have to say, I'm a fan. Please keep us posted here at Phoenix of what you're up to in the future.
Thank you.
I hope you go from strength to strength, because you've made a really brilliant start as far as I'm concerned. You're going to play us out with one more song. What's this one?
This one is very special to all three of us, I think. This is actually the first song that we played together as a trio the first day we brought Eva in to record backing vocals.
Oh, right. Okay.
And this is Walking in Memphis by Mark Conn.
Oh, brilliant. Take it away, folks.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. When I'm walking in Memphis, I'm just walking with my feet 10 feet off the beat. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel?
Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. Well, there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room.
When I was walking in Memphis,
I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way?
They got catfish on the table.
They've got gospel in the air.
The Reverend Green, be glad to see you. When you have a gather, pray. Boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Now Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would
do a little number.
And I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am tonight. Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in
walking with my feet 10 feet off of me. Suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues. In the middle of the pouring rain.
Wow.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you very absolutely much. Fantastic. Goodness me, you can hit some notes, can't you, Adams? Well, thank you very much, Hollow County. You can find out more about Eva, Adam and Dean on Facebook. Just search for Hollow County or on Twitter at Hollow County. And the entire session will be up on the Phoenix FM website later today. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And I think we'll play out with a song, especially for Adam. How about this?